This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament continue to witness disruption for the fourth consecutive day of the winter session today. The Rajya Sabha adjourned for the day, while the Lok Sabha till 12 noon, following opposition's ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices moved by the members of opposition parties, demanding discussion on alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and other issues. Mr. Dhankar said Rule 267 is being weaponized as a mechanism for disruption of the proceedings of the House. Amid the din, the chairman adjourned the House for the day. The House will meet on the 2nd of next month. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met this morning, MPs of Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others started sloganeering. Amid the ruckus, Speaker Om Birla tried to run the question hour, urging protesting members to go back to their seats. He said people of the country want the House to run smoothly. As pandemonium continued, the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police conference at Bhubaneswar in Odisha this afternoon. The three-day conference will provide an interactive platform for senior police professionals and security administrators in the country to discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the conference from tomorrow. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that Mr. Modi has always demonstrated a deep interest in the conference, encouraging an environment of open and informal discussions, allowing for emergence of new ideas. Besides, the conference will also be attended by key dignitaries including National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and the Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Odisha beginning today to attend various programs including the All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference. Mr. Modi will reach Bhubaneswar this evening. Soon after his arrival, the Prime Minister will address a public meeting near the Biju Patnaik International Airport and then participate in a roadshow from the airport to Raj Bhavan. Mr. Modi will visit the BJP state office today, where he will hold a two-hour-long meeting to review the party's organizational performance and the work undertaken by newly elected legislators of Odisha. Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha Harivansh will deliver Akashwani's prestigious annual Dr. Rajendra Prasad Memorial Lecture today. The topic of the lecture is Vaishvik Kshitij Par Bharat Ki Bharti Bhumika, that is, India's growing role on the global stage. The lecture will take place at Rang Bhavan in Akashwani premises and is broadcast annually on the 3rd of December to mark the birth anniversary of India's first president, Dr. Rajendra Prasad. The event will be attended by Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal, CEO Gaurav Dwivedi and other senior officials. The Bangladesh government has clarified that no discussions have been held to ban the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, in the country. Sayada Rizwana Hassan, advisor for environment, forest and climate change in the interim government, made this statement during a press briefing in Dhaka yesterday. On the arrest of Hindu leader Chinmay Krishnadas Brahmachari, Ms. Rizwana said, he was arrested based on specific allegations and is currently under trial. The deep depression of the southwest Bay of Bengal has moved northwards at around midnight yesterday and is centered 330 kilometers east of Nagapattinam and 430 kilometers southeast of Chennai in Tamil Nadu. The system is likely to cross between Mahabalipuram and Puducherry tomorrow morning. In the Syed Modi International Badminton Championship at Lucknow, the quarterfinal matches will be played today. Is shuttlers PV Sindhu, Lakshya Sen and women's doubles pair Tanisha Krasto and Ashwini Ponnappa will play for a place in the semi-finals today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.